that he would support two ships for China next year, that he, Russell, personally had talked to Madam Chiang Kai-shek about that on a trip down to Macon, Georgia, and she raised no problems about it, that he, Russell, talked to Rivers this morning, and Rivers insisted on three, and Russell said he couldn't do it, and that's where it stands. Russell is completely adamant about it on the basis that he had an agreement, and that in his experience with Rivers, these agreements don't stand, and he just doesn't think he can do anything about it. He suggested the possibility that you might be able to turn Mendel Rivers around.
Tell him I've got a damn bit more influence with Mendel Rivers, less than I have with him, which is absolutely none.
Right.
That's my experience. Every time I want them to do something, they can't do it. Every time they want me to do something, I do it. But I've got no influence with Russell, and I got less with Rivers.
Right.
I've told Jack Blaney to call Rivers and plead with him, but they every man's king. And
yeah.
But Dick Russell's too big that way to involve six other nations because of...
It's a heck of a way to run a railroad, isn't it? Well,
But I've got Schultz in here now, and I told him I want him to write me up an order. And I ask you and Bob McNamara to carry out, but I don't want $1 to go out of this country until I authorize it and approve it for any economic assistance, technical assistance, development loan, any other name you can think of, except what we got to have for Vietnam. Unless I look at it, Schultz looks at it, Fowler looks at it, and be damn sure it doesn't hurt our balance payments, because I'm not going to liquidate the dollar just because we want to be giveaway experts.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be sure that you have a big, tough, able understanding with Mr. Dave Bell. Now, I've talked to Goldberg about his memorandum, and he called me, and I put him off 3 hours, and I finally had to talk to him, and I said, now, you can tell the PACs and the Indians, too, that we love them and we want to help them and we want to see them get along, but we're not going to take one damn dime of anything for them to use against each other, and they just might as well learn that, and we're ready to see them and willing to try to be helpful, but they've also got to show some signs of that, too, and this is the United Nations, and this is y'all's ball game, and you go on and handle it up there. So he says, all right, and I said, now, while you're at it, you might as well tell the Latin American nations he's talking to. We want more talk and more performance and less talk at this. They don't speak English when I ask them about tax reform. That's their answer, no speak English, or land reform. But they sure speak English when they want $600 million. So they just better get their house in order if they want to get in this money. And you tell Tom Mann and his little Vaughn and whoever, any Moscosos you got over there that are interested in the Arthur Schlesinger type of operation, that just get them to prove how much they love democracy and Bill Fulbright's liberalism and revolution by having one of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They just pass them and talk about them. But I'm not going to give them any money unless they do it. And let's just play that line and get by January anyway, or December 31st, so we don't shovel all this money out right quick.
Right.
I told God that. And do you have any administrative authority over that group?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Okay. Right. Just put in your order, then.
You haven't heard back from Valenti on his talk with Rivers.
I don't imagine he can get him, but wait a minute. I'm sitting here.
That's right.
Wait just a minute. I'll hold it. Let me see. I can get him on. Dean?
Yes, sir.
Blandford says it's not a question of two ships or three ships, that they're ready to go on to. He's the chief of staff for the committee.
Right.
But you've knocked them all out. There's none in the conference report.
Oh, not in the conference report. It was a personal agreement between Rivers and Russell.
Well, aren't they supposed to be in the conference report? He says that they're willing to go for two. Talk to Russ Blandford, the counsel of the committee.
Blandford?
Yep,
right.
Blandford. He's the chief counsel of the committee. He's like Jack Valenti in this office.
All right, fine. I will, right away.